News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Upon taking office, I imposed an immediate freeze on all federal hiring, a freeze on all new federal regulations, and a freeze on all foreign aid. I renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Perhaps you've heard of it. Perhaps. The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Okay, that was Donald Trump addressing Congress last night. Lots of catcalls and interruptions from Democratic politicians who held up signs and walked out mid-speech in protest. For more on this, we're joined by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. David, aside from setting the record as the longest ever address to Congress by a president, what were the standout lines from Donald Trump last night?
Yeah, I was in the House chamber for this speech, and you know, as expected, it was something of a victory lap for Donald Trump after his election win. You know, declaring America is back. Huge chunks of it on illegal immigration, which is not a great surprise. Also on transgendered children playing in sport, we're given a lot of. Given more on that than we were on the price of consumer goods, groceries and other things, which is probably a much bigger concern for voters. I thought the passage on Ukraine sort of nudged things forward slightly, and it was telling that when Trump talked about the US having sent billions of dollars to Ukraine, that was a moment when actually Democrats applauded, which was a bit of a reversal. But overall, you know, the speech was, I think, you know, very divisive. There was very little attempt to unify the country, to reach out to Democrats. It felt like all the fractions and divisions we've seen in recent years were there exposed for all the world to see.
Trump saying that Zelensky says he's ready for a minerals deal. It does look like he is. Has he been effectively bullied to the negotiations table, do you think?
Yes, probably. And perhaps this was inevitable. Of course, Zelensky went from Washington to Europe over the weekend. I suspect the advice from Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron was you have to get on with this and just play nice with Trump and go and sign this deal. And Trump seemed pretty confident to that was happening. He also claimed that there's signs from Moscow that that Russia is willing to sign up to peace, but still, you know, not much detail about what this peace deal would look like, and especially whether Russia would actually be asked to make any concessions.
Did he say much in relation to tariffs? Sky News just reporting in the last few minutes that reciprocal tariffs will be introduced from 2nd of April. So he does seem to be pushing ahead with those tariffs.
Indeed. And he, as he so often does, talks about tariffs being a beautiful word and claimed it would bring trillions of dollars into the US. But what was notable was Trump said, it may cause some disturbance. And he said, but we're okay with that, aren't we? And a Democrat in the chamber shouted out, no, we're not, which seemed to be channeling the sentiments of many, but yes, we just had these sweeping tariffs imposed on Canada and Mexico, effectively launching a trade war on the North American continent. So there's been a very sharp response to that from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and I think concerns with many that Trump said he would bring prices down, but frankly, pursuing this tariffs policy could actually drive prices up and hurt the very people who voted for him.
Okay. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Thank you indeed for talking to Breakfast, News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.